In 1968, there were 120 black students at the Wisconsin State University at Oshkosh. One of them was Elliot Ross, who was then a freshman. He says racial slurs were common.
Someone would be in the window and they would shout, "Hey, you know the N-word," which I don't have to repeat because it's a despicable term, but yeah, that was an everyday occurrence.
Ross's memories of what came to be known as Black Thursday are part of an oral history project put together by UW Oshkosh professor Stephen Kircher. He calls it The Year the 60s Came to Oshkosh.
Here, on a small scale, we had the divisions between conservatives and liberals, and, you know, the drama of the 1960s played out on this little stage in ways that I don't think people can really appreciate.
Kircher has documented the climate that led 94 students to occupy the office of school president Roger Giles. Herb Gady was Giles' assistant. He was there in the president's office when the students came in to present a list of changes they wanted, things like black staff members, black history classes, and a place on campus for students of color to gather.
They messed up things in that office while I was sitting there. Hope files through the materials about and so forth, presented their list of demands, and Roger read through them and attempted to explain to them that they were doing what they could.
The incident has been called a riot, but by most accounts, the students tipped over filing cabinets and ink bottles, pulled a phone out of the wall, and wrecked some typewriters. No one was hurt. Some people recall the vandalism was sparked when someone yelled, "Do your thing." Then-student Henry Brown says, "Do your thing" was just one of those 60s phrases.
And so when the person said, "Do your thing," this was like, well, you're not going to get any redress, you're not going to get any help, you're not going to get any assistance from the university, so let off some steam.
Brown is the author of a play called The Oshkosh 94. He says Black Thursday shaped his life.
You know, it showed me that you can fight City Hall, even though, you know, you get slammed for it, but it gave me a confidence that nobody can take from me.
The 94 students in the president's office were eventually arrested and tried en masse. So even students who may not have vandalized anything were treated the same as those who did. They were convicted on municipal violations and fined. The real punishment came from the university. All 94 were expelled from the University of Wisconsin schools for the next semester. Expulsions were especially serious for male students who faced the Vietnam-era draft. To this day, former student Elliot Ross resents the way the group was treated.
We never had a chance to cross-examine our accusers. Isn't that one of the oldest and most cherished principles of law, of jurisprudence, that the accused has the right to cross-examine the accuser?
40 years later, the so-called demands of the Oshkosh 94 have been met. There's a Black Cultural Studies minor, African-American staff, and an official Black Student Union. Still, out of a student enrollment of nearly 13,000, only 0.1% are Black. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.